The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You are listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Ski. This is the TWBC podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this, the TWBC podcast. My name is Tony Lightfoot, and glad to have you on board and grateful for the support. All right, then. So, Poti Pro coming up. The next tour stop on the Waterski Pro Tour, the seventh one in the series so far this season. And being as we're in the Republic of Georgia, it only makes sense to talk to the guy who's been... Mr. Georgian Water Ski for so many years, even before there was even a Republic of Georgia. We got Gennady Garelia. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Hello, Tony. Good to see you here again in Poti, already second year. I'm really glad to be at home and where I start skiing and participate in that great event.
Okay, so we got the Poti Pro. I mean, you probably hit it right off the bat there with your own introduction. But how important is it for you to ski and to have an event right here in Georgia?
Actually, it's a really important, I think, for the Georgian Federation to push the sport and start some new activities and get some kids and. We see a big changes on the lake, and it looks way better this year actually. And organization of the competition looks like it's gonna be like really good. For me, is important to be here and just participate, because a lot of people come, they know me, and I will try my best just to show what I can do.
And I mean, you were here last season for the first Poti Pro. I mean, and the organization last year was a little rushed. I mean, it was put on pretty much at the last moment. They managed to get the funds together, and they got a tournament together, you know, and it worked out pretty well. And now that they've had a full year to assess what they've going on. Try and give the people a sense of how much this site has actually improved, you know, because, I mean, when we arrived, and there's me, Vince, the crew at TWBC, when we arrived, we were just looking around and, like, saying, man alive, I mean, this isn't the same site.
Yeah, it's Georgian style. You know, they can they can put it all together in the last... moment very fast. So yes, since last year it changed a lot. The shore is way better. Organization of the competition, we will see a good opening ceremony with a big concert and some. I know there is a lot of good things gonna happen around, and more skiers this year, of course, than last year was, like you say, rushed. It was everything happened fast. We didn't have many pro skiers, but you see how many spectators it was there just
for the few skiers.
Even
that were there.
The final was moved from Sunday to Saturday. It was like fully crowded. The night jumper event, it was great. And I know that a lot of people know about this event and the European and Pro-Am competition. And I think it's going to be a lot of people come here. And it's a little different view of the water ski event, as usually we know that it's not as much spectators. And we'll see. I hope it's going to be nice.
I think you may be selling the event a little bit short with what you're saying there, and I think that the event itself is going to be an absolute great event going forward. You know, because I mean, so far as the entries are concerned, a lot more than last year. We had to cap it off at 50 entries. You know, between slalom, tricks, and jump, men and women, you know. So, I mean, that's an encouraging sign for going forward.
I think many skiers, they saw the event of the last year and they little more trust. Okay, let's see Georgia, how is it? And they still, many of them, they don't know about the place. And I hope they're going to like it. The place is nice, the water is great. And now we have Konstantin Wiese, which is a new... team member, let's say, of the federation. and he do his best for doing a lot of advertising, involve the government and the sport department. So the new two boats was bought from the sport department, and many, many good things in the future was is planned to do.
Okay.
For this league.
Now, before we talk to you a little bit about what you've personally been doing in the last 12 months, no, because it's the last 12 months for you have definitely been quite dramatic so far as that is concerned. But you mentioned boats. Well, let me give you a sense of what Gennady did yesterday. I mean, one of the boats started to develop a little bit of a problem so far as its transmission is concerned. So we knew that we needed to reduce the hours on that boat significantly, so that it would survive the weekend, so to speak. But the organization had a different idea. They called Gennady. And in the space of 2 hours, he managed to take one transmission out of one boat and then swap to another. Did all this in the space of 2 hours. And the boat that you're hearing in the background right now are pulling skiers for practices.
Yeah, I'm glad that it works everything now.
No, don't sell yourself short. I mean, come on. I mean, you did what you did in the space of 2 hours. I mean, most people or most entities would take a day or two or three to get done. You know, so I mean,
yeah, I have experience to do the stuff like that. So I used to change something in Malibu boat, and I never did it in Nautique. But you know, this
you're probably one of the very few people in the world that know how to do it.
Now I know how to do it. So a little faster next time.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. Oh, okay, well, you think you were slow on this one, a 2 hour turnaround to change out a transmission?
I mean, I just didn't have the proper tools, but in the end I found one, so I'm glad that everything works. Yes, it was a little bit of hours to spend yesterday on the sunny day to fix it, but it was a situation, the boat was not completely broken, but we was afraid that during competition can happen something that we cannot solve it fast. So it was a good idea to finish it yesterday, and today we have two boats, and for Europeans especially we have two same boats.
So this is your early your early contender for skier of the day right now, Gennady Gurelia. So I mean, it's I mean, if you're voting, or if you want to vote for someone from Georgia to win that prize, certainly Gennady Gurelia is in the running for that. Not just for what he does on the water, but what he does off the water. And speaking of what he does off the water, I don't know if we've did a podcast on this subject before, but congratulations to you. Formally, you are dual national now. You are Georgian and you are Italian as well.
Yeah, double.
So how does that feel? I mean, we're in Georgia right now and you carry two passports. You know, I mean, I know the feeling carrying two passports. I mean, I'm British and American.
Amazing. I mean, you're more flex, and I like stay in Italy. I like to come back in Georgia too. So you have like kind of less of paperwork. So
I can definitely attest to the less paperwork, especially when you're flying in from the European Union to America and vis-a-vis as well. So I mean, kind of give us an idea of what that ceremony is like, because we had a mutual friend of ours, James Scaburi, the mayor of San Gervasio, do the honors for you. I mean, there must have been a whole lot of emotion going on with that.
Yes, there was a ceremony in Jolly that we did. It was amazing. Yeah, everybody was happy that I get the citizenship, and in the end I figure out with all the papers, and I keep my Georgian one, and that's great. That feels good. So if you talk about the ceremony that happened in Italy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a presentation in the prom, right, of the
Prom
of the Jolly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we did that. I introduced you to every single one, and then we played the Italian national anthem. But the actual formal ceremony was done a lot later in San Gervasio. But let's move on there a little bit, because we're a little bit of a time crunch here, because we got the skiers and officials meeting coming up very, very soon. But so far as your personal expectations are concerned, I think first of all, if you were expecting to come in to back to Georgia and like have a nice rest and relaxation and everything, I think we kind of blown that one out the water. Come to Georgia, they said, you're going to have a real relaxing time, you know, with all of this stuff going on off the water. But now that you're able to get that done and feel good about yourself, how is that going to translate to what you're going to do out on the water?
It's always great to be home, and you know, when I come in my home and just open the door and figure out, fix everything, come here. Even if I work in the lake, for me it's fine. I mean, I'm gonna enjoy this competition. I hope all the skiers will be happy, so that's why I'm trying to do my best, like to give all support to them if they need some help from me or whatever, with driving them and during the training or fixing the boats, whatever. I hope I'm gonna ski. I'm gonna show my good results. Like, remind you, I'm senior skier. So this year I try my best to ski at 58 and open. Not easy for me, but you know, at 54 years old, I'm gonna try my best, because I know many spectators gonna come. I'm gonna try to do good slalom score, good trick score, and as you know, I'm jumping just for the competition. Already 14 years. No training at all.
You don't train at all in the jump. You just slap on the jump skis or whatever tournament you go to. You take three jumps, boom.
Yeah.
Barely even one jump.
It was international San Gervasio this year. That was my only jump I did this year, like 49.9 meters on 150 ramp. So.
Okay.
In this competition, I'm going to try to jump on 165. I didn't do it since 10 years. So.
Yeah, and I mean, you're skiing in the Poti Pro, you're skiing in the European Championships, which come afterwards, you know what I mean? And I mean, you're already a multiple-time world champion in the senior division, and their world championship, the O35 Worlds, is taking place in Canada. So you're actually kind of giving up a little bit on defending a title or what have you, to make sure that this event has a representative from the Republic of Georgia, you know, for the crowd to root on with.
A little pity that I couldn't go there. Yeah, I already won 10 times the gold and the world championships, and 29 times European gold medals.
Oh, just 29 times. Just
yeah, But it was important that I'm here. I've helped to organizers to be here and make event happens and ski here for our spectators. And I'm gonna try to go for Europeans in Fishland this year, September. That's a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So after this competition, I go back to 55. Just
feel a little sense of relief going there. So I mean, you've got not only have you got this tournament, but you've got the European O35s are coming up. What's it like driving around town and like looking over there, looking over here, and then seeing and then looking up and seeing like a 5 meter high picture of yourself on the roadside? I mean,
because of the Constantine organizer, yeah, they want to show up. Really, like in Poti, everybody knows me since 1991. It was a huge event, European Championship. It was still in Soviet Union. That time, it was like crowd was all around the lake. You cannot believe it how many people was here, and it was a live TV channel for all day. So everybody knew our names. It was my first 50 meter jump I did in that competition.
In the while you were representing the Soviet Union, right?
Not really, because we was representing Georgia, but not official team, because we was in Soviet Union team that time. It was not any Georgian Water Ski Federation yet, but because it happened in Georgia, we was like few skiers from Georgia representing Georgia with a flag, everything. So we could go into the final, but we couldn't get the medals. So. And it was some good scores. I did my first time 50 meter jump. That I was in the final, and yeah. The final score was 49 something, and I get a present, the car from the Georgian Federation, actually, that time, which for me, 19 years old guy, was like a good thing.
Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds good. I mean, you were living the life back then. You're still living a pretty good life here, you know. But you mentioned about countries' participation in events, and Belarus in this tournament coming up, the European Championships. It will be the first time in nearly a decade that Belarus can officially field a team for this competition. I mean, given what you experienced all the way back then, when Georgia was struggling to put a team together to represent Georgia, I mean, you must have a little bit of a knowledge of what they are going through right now as they try to reassert themselves in the world of water skiing.
Actually, a little different situation. It was Soviet Union separated, and the new countries like Georgia, Belarus, Ukraine, Armenia become independent, and we still had no federation at that time. And then we developed in 1992, the first time the Georgian Federation start officially be the independent federation, and then we could participate for Georgia. Now it's a little different situation, but relationship with that skiers. We had actually the coach who started to coach us here in Georgia was from Belarus, by the way. So we used to go there many years ago and ski there. So I think it's exciting for them also participate in this competition. So
still complicated to this day with skiers from another Eastern European country unable to fully represent their flag for geopolitical reasons, but we're going to round off this edition of the TWBC podcast. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
I know that you do a great job, Tony. I wish you all the best. Be strong. You have 1 week of webcasting, right? The European, and I want to say thank you for all the job you do, for the pro events, YouTube, everything. I watch you every time you do the live webcasting. And last year, Pro-Am was just great. That's what you did with the video review and everything. So, I don't know, just want to say good luck to every skiers to ski good in this event. I hope this event will start and finish with all the success. That's what I want to say.
All right, then, and that concludes this edition of the TWBC podcast. More podcasts to come down the pipe. But for me, for now, this is Tony Lightfoot saying ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.